Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And yes, folks, you know, check your wire machines. There is a national bed bug summit taking place. And it is no joke, a summit on pest control, and bed bugs are the first pests hitting the beach in what's expected to be a possibly climate change motivated, population explosion motivated invasion of pests of all kinds that scientists are just now beginning to deal with. Greg Bauman is the vice president and senior scientist and technical director for the National Pest Management Association. He joins me from Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. Bauman, a national bed bug summit is no joke, correct?
You got that right, John. It was certainly quite an event. It's the first time that entities involved with bed bugs, from university researchers to housing people to government officials to our industry, which was the professional pest management industry, it's the first time we all got together to talk about this emerging pest. In the last 10 years, we've seen an explosion of bed bugs.
Now, last time, in our last episode, the bed bugs emerged because of the concentration of humans in not terribly well-maintained cities around the world. What's the responsibility? What's going on now?
Well, you know, this is not something that's just occurring this year. There are times where you hear about pests, maybe mosquitoes. It's going to be a bad year for mosquitoes. This has been several years in the making. So this is a reemergence as opposed to just a hot spot of bed bug explosion, say. Because remember, these bugs live inside. They live with us. And so they're not going to be subject to the weather. So what's going on now? Well, people, there are many theories as to why this is happening. Some people do believe that there products that were used for pest control in the past not available anymore, but probably most likely, I think you hit it on the head, the huge, dense human population certainly promotes the spread. But this is not something that's related to leaving out food or something that's considered a dirty hotel or a dirty apartment
like that. I hear what you're saying. We're the food, right?
We are the food.
We are the only food. We are the only food. Any other pests that are looking for a human population explosion chow down bonanza here?
Well, we're certainly hoping not. We have not seen a reemergence of a pest like this in recent memory. So this is something that's really quite unique.
So what is the science here, and what are the countermeasures that humans are going to have to come up with to not be overrun by this or any other pest?
Well, you know, it's really remarkable, because to have all of these diverse people get together for a two-day period, talk about the situation, and come up with a plan, we're very proud of that. And it was really boils down, this is just my observation because we don't have any final documents yet, but bottom line is, number one, make sure we have really good education for all people involved, you know, from people that work in the buildings for early warnings. We'd like to see more research, and hopefully there'll be some funding available for that type of research and consumer awareness.
What about a spray or a pill or a ray gun?
Well, you know, that sounds really great, but it's a long process. And you know, I want to be really clear. We do have tools out there to combat this pest.
But a lot of science to get from turning the tools into an actual strategy, and the population grows. Greg Bauman, we're going to leave it there, but thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Greg Bauman, Vice President, Senior Scientist, and Technical Director for the National Pest Management Association, talking about the Bed Bug Summit, probably just episode one of an emergence, a reemergence of pests around the world.